I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It's April 15th and the deadline for taxes. But do you know how to answer the questions on those returns? This year's return is very complicated, isn't it? Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, have you filed yet?
No. Anyone is entitled to take an extension, and that's what I'm going to be doing. This is the supreme procrastinator here. You're entitled to do that, but they say you're supposed to come up with an accurate estimate of what you owe and pay that now so it doesn't get you off the hook entirely.
All right. Well, you haven't faced this year's 1040 form, but what are the tax experts saying about the difficulties of figuring out how much we owe?
Well, every year it gets tougher. The National Taxpayers Union compares it to getting older from one year to the next, says when you look back over decades, it's shocking. As it gets older, it's getting uglier. If you haven't started by now, you're probably too late because the government estimates it now takes taxpayers 28 hours and 30 minutes to complete an average tax return with itemized deductions and income reported from interest, dividends, and capital gains. That's 42 minutes longer than last year, and compare that 28 hours to when the Internal Revenue Service first started tracking the paperwork burden just 16 years ago. In 1988, it took the average taxpayer 17 hours and 7 minutes to complete those typical forms.
Yeah, well, we moved this year, so just imagine how long it's going to take us. How about the easy form, the 1040 easy form? Don't you love those two letters at the end, easy?
Well, they say that's supposed to be simple, but even it takes, on average, 3 hours and 43 minutes to complete. And a lot of us just give up. A National Taxpayers Union study found that taxpayers are flocking to a professional or turning to a software program to do the work. More than 88% of taxpayers have used a paid professional or purchased tax software so far this year.
Can you tell me, when you get all through this, what is what I think they refer to as the bottom line?
Well, many economists estimated that the tax cut from last year would boost refunds by more than 25%, and the Bush administration figured the average refund would increase $300. Well, as of April 9th, the IRS says the average refund is up just $102 to $2,090. That's an increase of about 5% from refunds during the same period last year. Just why that is something of a mystery, but it may be that a lot of Americans have been out of work and not making as much, so that could bring down the average. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at what it takes to survive an audit.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.